Welcome in to the Unnamed MMA Podcast. I'm Adam Abdallah, and to my surprise, across from me is Jordan Sherwood. Follow him on Twitter at WoodOnESPN1000. You can follow me on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah. Get all of Jordan's picks, FatJackSports.com. Sign up today. Get all of Jordan's picks. You also get the NFL, the NBA, college football. Still has a few weeks left before we get into the playoff and bowl games and all that stuff. So sign up, FatJackSports.com. Jordan!
It's good to see you. This is bullshit, by the way. I'm coming out right on fire this week. Little inside information. This is how we operate. Typically, after the podcast is done, we pick the time and the day that we're going to record the next week's podcast. We agreed that Wednesday, today was going to be the day that we do it. So if you're listening on Wednesday, it was recorded today.
Yeah.
Because I'm going on vacation for Thanksgiving, take an extended holiday down in South Florida.
Extended.
Yeah, it's multiple days.
Here's the thing.
Typically, when we are ready to do the podcast, whether I'm in person at the ESPN Chicago studios on State Street here in downtown Chicago, or, you know, we do it over what's called a Comrex, a phone line, what have you.
Yeah.
You usually text, I'm ready, when you are, and then you either believe it at that, or you say, call Comrex 2, call line 2, line 3, what have you.
Yeah.
So today, you wrote, I'm ready when you are.
Yeah.
So what did I do? I thought we communicated. I would be here. I walked down to the studio, and I'm waiting here for 20 minutes. Like, where the fuck are you? Like,
I forgot.
Says who you're ready.
Well, I mean, okay.
But then you text back, huh? And I'm like, I'm here. Where are you? You then walk into the studio, and I'm standing here waiting for you to look at me. And like 5 minutes later, you're like, oh, my God, you're standing right there. I'm like, yeah, man, I've been standing here for 25 minutes. Waiting for you.
It has been 25 minutes. It's been like,
I know, I was embellishing a little bit, but still.
And my point was, we had this scheduled for 3:30.
Yes.
And I texted you at like 2:55, assuming you'd say, I need like 10 minutes. So I was just like giving you the heads up that I'm ready. I figured you would say, I need like 10 minutes.
But I didn't say that. I just walked down here and I said, says who?
You're like a kid on the last day of school before break. Like, you're off.
Oh, I was counting the second. Yeah, I'm counting the second.
You're off, man. This is the last thing of your responsibilities, and then you're done.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's how I wanted to do it.
All right.
So I'm fine. I'm not like mad at you. Like, I never be mad at you.
I know.
Like, you're the best. But I just thought that was funny. Like, more so not really that I walked over here and you weren't here, but then, like, you walked into the other studio.
Which is funny because I texted you as I was walking. So the fact that we didn't see each other is even funnier.
Yeah.
So, happy Wednesday for those listening on Wednesday. If not, happy whatever day you're listening to it. There's a mediocre card this weekend. It's in Macau, and it starts at, like, 8 a.m. Chicago time.
No, even earlier.
Well, the main card.
The main card starts at 7 a.m.
7 a.m., okay.
Not good.
And it's not a good card. I mean, Peter Yan against Deiveson Figueiredo is a good fight.
Great fight.
I would say that Volkan Ozdemir against Carlos Ullberg is a good
fight.
Interesting. Ullberg's going to knock the crap out of him.
I'm not.
Really? Okay, we'll start there.
Yeah, I'm not going there. Volkan Ozdemir is just, like, he's been here with the best of the best in the light heavyweight division. The guy has won 2 fights in a row. He's going to have a kickboxing match against Carlos Ullberg because Carlos Ullberg hasn't demonstrated yet that he's got a fully functioning mixed martial arts game. And albeit he's got outstanding kickboxing and great power, great athleticism, obviously coming from that famed city kickboxing camp in Australia with Israel Adesanya, Alexander Volkanovsky, Dan Hooker, like those animals, like that's great. Like, he's going to be iron sharpens iron, but like,
mm-hmm.
Volkan Ozdemir is kind of the gatekeeper to the top 5 in the light heavyweight division, and he's been in there with those up and comers, and he's lost to some, he's knocked out others.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a knockout not likely. I think we're going to the judges' scorecards. I think this is going 3 rounds. It'll be a kickboxing match. I will favor Ullberg to win the fight. I think he's on the come up. I think that he's got an opportunity, but I'm not yet going to confidently say that there's a knockout that's going to occur on Ullberg's part. I just think Volkan Ozdemir is going to be prepared for this kind of fight.
Interesting. Okay, because I was doing my research for this, And I was going to make Ullberg by knockout my prop of the night at plus 130.
Well, am I talking you off that?
Yeah, a little bit. You are the expert. I'm just the host here. You know, I'm just kind of handing you the, you know, dishing out assists here so you can make us both sound better.
I mean, oh, look, this is a dramatic step up in competition. Ullberg hasn't sniffed anybody in the top 15 of the light heavyweight division.
Yeah.
You know, yes, I'm not ignoring the fact that his last five victories have all come with finishes, you know, four of them by knockout, one of them by a submission win. But when you look at what Volkan Oezdemir has done, you know, he burst onto the scene and got a title shot immediately against Daniel Cormier after two very impressive victories. But, you know, he's won two fights in a row. He looked great against Johnny Walker in his last performance. Looked a little dismal against Nikita Krylov. The loss prior, but, you know, look, this guy's only losing to the Magomed Ankalaevs, the Yuri Prohaskas, the Anthony Smiths of the world. So, like, to cream the crop, the best of the best, and I'm not confident to say that you know, Volkan Oezdemir, or excuse me, Carlos Ullberg is there yet.
I am. Prop of the night, just a half unit, though.
Okay, half unit.
Half unit.
Do we have a reflection of what that pays?
Plus 130. It's not great.
Okay, yeah, it's not great. I don't agree with the odds. I don't think that the odds should be as favorable as they are for Carlos Ullberg as they currently stand
right now.
That's what I'll say. But that fight is interesting. That fight's probably the most intriguing fight on the card outside of the main event. I am interested to see what Wang Kong does in her sophomore appearance inside the octagon. She had a first-round knockout in her UFC debut. We actually called for that on the Unnamed MMA podcast. It paid plus money. We were off and running on that fight card, and then I think we lost every other fight pick. So we, like, finished even because it was, like, plus 400 because you never get finishes at the women's flyweight. But she's just an outstanding kickboxer, you know, great background, tremendous power. Gabriel Fernandez, you know, maybe won't get caught up in that type of fight. We don't know if Wang Kong has wrestling to fall back on if she gets into a situation like that where someone is going to be grappling heavy. But I'm very interested to see. So I'd say Wang Kong inside a distance to get that minus $900 now to somewhere more favorable. But I'm very interested to see how she does in her sophomore debut.
All right. Anything else on that card?
Look, like I said, main event time. And until he proves to me that he doesn't deserve to be 135, and especially he's a plus money former champion. I know Peter Yan is a former champion himself at bantamweight, but Deiveson Figueiredo, like the dude's showcasing that he's carrying around the flyweight talent, got him the championship multiple times. He's plus money right now.
He's plus 240 on the money line now.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
All right, a little flyer on that too.
Yeah, a little bit of flyer on that. Okay. I mean, maybe you're relying on the fact that it's going to be. But again, like, he's not cutting weight anymore. He's kind of a normal sized bantamweight. He's not trying to make that drastic cut to 125, 135 seemingly suits him. And look, I think, like, you know, you've got a number one contender if Figueiredo wins this fight.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. So that's this UFC fight morning. I can't really call it a fight night because it's fight morning here. It'll be night in Macau, I guess, in the future.
It's also like, you know, they've got the road victory rodeo. What are they calling it?
I don't know.
No, I have it in front of me. I got to have this in front of me. Road to the UFC. Okay, that's what it's called. To the UFC.
Yeah,
so they've got four. It's like it's a reality show based in China. Like, they got four finals on that fight card. So, like, there's 14 fights. 14 fights, 28 fighters, right? Good math. 20 of them don't have a Wikipedia page.
I will say this. That normally I'm up early anyway watching English Premier League.
Right.
And it's the international
break.
You're up
at 4 a.m.?
No, I'm up at, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock watching EPL.
Okay, so you're going to get the main card.
Yeah, I'll get the main card.
Yeah.
But their EPL's on international break this week, so there's no games.
There's not going to be a reason for you to.
No, I still get up. The baby still gets up.
Okay.
Yeah, the baby still wakes up. I have to get up, yeah.
Okay. You have no choice.
I don't have a choice. All right, so that's this UFC fight morning that's happening in Macau. And then the UFC is off the week of Thanksgiving, and then we come back on, let's see, there's the UFC fight night, there's nothing until December 7th. So the next week after Thanksgiving for UFC 310, and we finally got...
We've got it.
...an announcement.
We've got what I want.
Well, we got what you want, and we got what I want. Because it's not an interim title. It's a number one contender fight.
Same thing.
No, it's not. No one's getting handed a belt. No one's getting handed a belt.
Basically, the belt is the number one contender.
No. That's not how it works. He's still, like,
who's going to jump the winner of this fight fight for the championship?
No one. So this is deciding who's going to fight Bilal for the championship.
Yes, and what I wanted was Shavkat Rakhmonov remaining on the card, fighting somebody.
And you're getting Ian Machado Gary. Yeah, it's going to be a great fight. 15-0 against 18-0.
Exactly.
Someone's got to lose.
Someone has to lose.
Unless there's a draw.
Unless there's a draw.
And then we get Rakhmonov Gary 2.
Yeah, exactly. So happy that they kept that five-fight main card is very good, although the Bryce Mitchell-Cron Gracie booking is extremely odd and weird. But, okay, fine.
It's not the main event. The main event is going to be Pantoja against Kai Asakura for the flyweight title,
championship,
which should be a good fight as well.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, you know, who is this Asakura guy? Like, you know, people that follow sport, like, look, he's a champion from overseas.
Yeah.
You know, he's an unbelievable fighter. He's making his UFC debut, and he's getting a title shot against a guy that, you know, I think has established himself as the best fighter at 125 currently we have in the world. So it'll be an interesting fight. We get Ciryl Gane and Alexander Volkov rebooked. That's an intriguing heavyweight fight.
I mean, Aljamain Sterling's fighting on the prelims.
Yep, against a very, very important featherweight fight. You've got Nate Landwehr and Duho Choi. That'll be a fucking barn burner to start off the main card.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic Reyes and Anthony Smith has potential to be pretty interesting. You got our boy Clay Guida, Chase Hooper.
I love it.
On the prelims. Cody Durden, Joshua Van is a sick fight.
Not just the prelims, the pre-prelims.
Yeah.
Like the early fights.
Ryan Battle, Ryan Brown. Like this fight's great. And then like, look, you've got three other fights that are still yet to be booked on this card. Like there's going to be a lot of fights on this card.
Yeah, this is going to be a very good one. And this should, I mean, like we said, the winner between Shavkat Rakhmonov and Ian Machado Gary will fight Bilal Muhammad at some point when he's healthy.
Yep.
Sometime next year. They haven't announced that because he hasn't been able to start training yet. But, yeah, he'll be watching this fight and figuring out who his next opponent is. And then, so that's, I guess that's news. That's kind of news dog-ish there, I guess.
Yeah, and, right? Then, and then a week later, we get a new main event.
Yeah, we got some news dog there, yeah.
And a new main event for UFC Tampa, which, look, I think it's an appropriate fight for him to be in. It's the appropriate fight for Joaquin Buckley to have, and it's going to hopefully give him the pedestal or the springboard to that, you know, that pedestal, that important fight in the welterweight division. That's the return of Colby Covington.
And he's a Jagoff.
Joaquin Buckley's going to match him word for word in social posts, word for word in the shit talking leading up to it.
Yeah.
And hopefully he knocks him the fuck out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would love that. Can I make that my prop of the night now?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
That's another good card, too, because you've got Amanda Ribas against Mackenzie Dern. You've got Cub Swanson on that card. Dustin Jacoby's on that card. Like, this is a good card. It's not horrible.
Yeah, not a bad way to end
the year.
The night. Yeah,
yeah,
and then end the year. Yeah.
That's not horrible. And then, now, I mean, we're really working in reverse here because we probably should have started with what happened at UFC 309. With John Jones and all that kind of stuff, all that fight, how that fight went down. So John Jones wins again, obviously, retains the belt. Stipe Miocic, we saw, tried to take the gloves off and then was like, nah, just announced his retirement, said he's done. He's done with the MMA, good for him, Hall of Famer eventually, great guy, awesome. But now John Jones didn't call out Aspinall. He didn't. He said he would maybe fight him for the right price. Kind of like what we talked about last podcast, where he's going to hold out for money. And if the price is right, he'll fight him. And if not, he'll just retire.
Yeah, he'll just wait on the sidelines until potentially the price is right. Or potentially until Tom Aspinall is no longer relevant, no longer the number one contender, which kind of happened with Stipe Miocic. You know, I mean, John Jones kind of like... Or John Jones kind of waited until Francis Ngannou was no longer with the UFC. Look, I'll say this. The fight went down exactly how I expected it to. You know, John Jones was in complete control of that fight from the onset.
Mm-hmm.
I took a flyer from a betting perspective that he was going to win via submission. I thought John Jones like kind of wanted to do that, like be the first one to submit Stipe Miocic. But, you know, he landed a beautiful spin back kick. Broke the ribs of Stipe Miocic.
You could hear it.
And put him out of there. The over was the right play, so we did cash on that via the Fat Jack. But I will say this in the lead-up, you know, he was kind of Jones was dismissive of Tom Aspinall and kind of what he's accomplished, but never really liked what the man has to say, but lately. But Dana White, at the press conference, said the winner of this fight should absolutely fight Tom Aspinall.
I think he said will fight Tom Aspinall. Like, I don't think he used should. I think he said will fight Tom Aspinall.
I remember it as should.
That's the only fight that's available.
Well, I mean, again, because I think he does not want to book Alex Pereira. He kind of has a sense of knowing what's going to happen if that fight were to come to fruition.
I know that they keep saying that this is going to be the biggest heavyweight fight with Jones and Aspinall. Pereira's a bigger fight. It's absolutely a bigger fight.
Yes, 100% a bigger fight.
And Pereira's going to knock the crap out of him.
No.
John
Jones will take him down.
No chance.
Yeah. John Jones is too cerebral, too smart of a fighter. I wish...
He's got chicken legs.
I wish I could agree with you. It's going to take one takedown. Jones will smash him.
All right. We'll see.
And Jones will...
He may not get the chance.
Yeah. Yeah. He may not get the chance because Jones will retire or Pereira will be fighting Magomed Ankalaev. And if that fight happens, how great is Charles Oliveira?
Oh, my God.
How great is he?
Awesome.
How great is
awesome.
He?
Awesome.
He's just...
What a great fight.
I'll tell you that, though. I mean, I lost a lot of money on him. I did lose a lot of money on him. I put so many bets on him. The win in round two, the win via submission, the win inside the distance.
Such a good fight, though.
Great fight. Great, great fight. And, you know, look, Michael Chandler is going to always be in barn burners, always be a tough out, you know, a guy
We called it, though. 0-2 at MSG before, and now he's 0-3 at MSG.
Right. But, you know, the next fight that he has, like, can be a big one and can be, an important one, a co-main event, you know, against a Dustin Poirier, against a Max Holloway, against a Conor McGregor, if, you know,
maybe.
Whatever. Against a Jake Paul, I don't know, like, you know, whatever. If that fight happened, how we all thought, come on. The Paul.
Yeah, we did talk about that on the last podcast. We did say Paul, by decision, was given out. So if you listened, hopefully you put a little bit of money on that and cash a little bit. We said Tyson by knockout or Paul by decision.
Yeah.
And obviously, once they got into the third round and Tyson couldn't move from the jump, you knew this was going to... And, like, Paul had the opportunity to knock his ass
out several times.
Several times. And he didn't. And then you're just like, okay, he's not going to knock. This is going eight. Like, this is going the full...
Just get count down that clock and let's get to the decision.
And, like,
let's
the streaming issues and everything was such a problem. And, it was just a disaster from the start. And, like, I don't know how anybody continues to take him seriously.
Jake Paul?
Yeah. Like, I get it. The allure was the... Kind of like how we do everything, right? Like, nostalgia rules everything now. Like, you see it with movies, with music, with fighters now. Everything is the nostalgia play. Everybody's remaking movies from our childhood. Everybody wants to see everything come back because that's what sells. And so this was a nostalgia fight. Everybody that remembers watching Tyson, everybody that grew up watching Tyson, wanted to see if he had something left. And he obviously didn't. But if Jake Paul continued, like, no one, like, are you paying? I'm never paying for a Jake Paul fight. Never.
I never have, and I never will.
Exactly.
I never have, and I never will. I don't want to, like, give him my money. But.
I did. I don't know if it was in the contract. I did have a little. I gained a little bit of respect for him by not knocking Mike Tyson out. He could have. He could have ended in the third round. It could have been over. It would have been done. And that would have been it. And he would have been the guy that ended Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And I think he didn't.
That would have been a good look for him.
And you don't want Tyson to go out like that. Like, I get it. I gained a little bit of respect, like 1% respect for him.
I mean, I'll give you that from a competitive standpoint, being the athlete, if you will, the Good Samaritan. Good Samaritan. I'll go Good Samaritan.
Yeah.
Good. The only thing I'm interested to see is, like, okay, who is he fighting next? Like, what's the name that's next? Nothing's going to excite me or make me change my opinion on him because I don't follow boxing anyways.
Yeah.
So, like, is he going to fight Usyk, right?
I don't know.
Right. Is he going to fight the Bronze Bomber? That's that guy's name? That fought Tyson Fury three times?
Yeah. I don't know.
Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, Deontay Wilder, yeah.
Okay, great. Like, you know, but, like, I mean,
again, don't care.
You know what? The fight that actually I would love to see, because then I get the best of both worlds of seeing one of them lose, is Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, can he box Conor McGregor?
I mean, McGregor's boxed before. I don't see why not. These aren't real fights.
No.
So, like,
it's a spectacle.
It is. And I don't, and this one was sanctioned so you could bet on it. But most of his fights, like, are jokes.
Yeah.
So, sure, fight him. I don't care if the size difference. I don't know if there's a size difference or not.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I mean, doesn't Jake Paul's a heavyweight, right?
Yeah. I don't think it. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
But I don't know like what.
McGregor might be a heavyweight now. Yeah, exactly. Have you seen him? He's on all the juice. Yeah. All the juice. He looks like allegedly. Yeah. I don't want to get in trouble. He looks like he's on all of the juice.
He's on everything.
Yeah. So that I mean, yeah, it is kind of what we expected, and I'm glad it was like the precursor to a great UFC. And I watched UFC the same way I watched this fight. My cable went out, or my Netflix went out. I ended up going on TikTok to watch it.
Best way to do it. Fine. Then real quick about that too, just two other quick points. Fat Jack Sports cashes again, so you know it's like what, 5 out of 6 weeks of winning.
Damn, look at you.
Yeah, doing okay. Jim Miller, his man.
Oh, dude, he ruined our parlay.
Oh, he did. Well, no, but we also lost with Viviana Rujo.
Yes, but at the time, I was like, I said it last week, if we lose because of this.
Yes.
And we lost, like, the first one because of that.
Right.
But yeah, he's awesome.
Jim fucking Miller.
He's awesome.
And fuck you, Bo Nickel.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, Bo Nickel.
Like,
yeah.
Come on, dude. You know, 6 pro fights. I went 15, 3 rounds. Like, dude, you're supposed to finish this guy. You're an 11 minus 1100 favorite.
Yeah.
And I'm spiteful because I had him in winning in round one and had him winning by knockout and had him winning inside the distance. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm not spiteful towards Charles Oliveira. I could never be mad at him.
Oh, no, not at all. Speaking of TikTok, scrolling through TikTok, Sean O'Malley is continuing to call himself undefeated.
God.
And saying he's the champion of the world.
He lost twice? He's lost twice now.
He lost in the fight.
He's got 2 losses.
He lost his last time out, and he's still referring to himself as undefeated champion of the world with no belt.
And 2 losses.
And 2 losses.
2 losses on his resume.
I'm starting to go back to hating him again.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I flipped. I liked him, and now I'm going back. Now I'm starting to hate him again.
Yeah. He does that, though. Look, I mean, I'll see who he's fighting next. You know, get healthy. Get a fight in there.
It should be a good... They're shaping up to be some good fights for next year. I still would love them to come back here. Like, come to Chicago. I don't know what we got to do. Pull some strings. You know people. Get them to come back. At least Rosemont. Come to Rosemont. Could we do that?
Yeah.
Could we get them to Rosemont?
To see the Allstate
We're going brand, all these... Yeah. Tampa? We're going to Tampa?
Yeah, got to go to Florida.
Come on. Well, of course, yeah.
Gotta go to Florida.
I get that, yeah. There's a ring in almost every backyard in Florida.
Exactly.
You're going to Florida.
I'm going to Florida right now. Yeah. Be there tomorrow. Let's go.
Just in time with this weather switching.
I know. So excited.
Well, have a good vacation. I appreciate...
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for being here, unbeknownst to me, apparently.
Yep.
We will take next week off because it is Thanksgiving and there is no UFC event. We will be back to preview UFC 310, the final pay-per-view event of the UFC year in 2 weeks on the Unnamed MMA podcast. He's Jordan Sherwood. Another winning weekend hopefully coming this weekend at FatJackSports.com. Sign up there. Get your NFL, college football, all that good stuff. I'm Adam Abdallah. Follow me on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah. And like I said, we'll be back in 2 weeks here on the Unnamed MMA podcast. Thanks for listening.